Hi everyone, welcome to Sunny Commutes, podcast episode 33, and this is where I talk web development, business, and other related topics. So I'm on my way to work right now, and it's raining kind of heavily. I really hope that the audio still comes out pretty clear or enough for you to understand what I'm saying. But yeah, it's raining kind of heavily. I do want to talk today about the value of HTML and CSS. There's kind of been this trend going on recently in the web development or front-end development industry where there's more value placed on JavaScript, and people that know JavaScript very heavily, very skilled in it, probably know a couple of UI frameworks like React and Angular. And when it comes to companies or recruiters that are looking for front-end development positions, you know, while they list, okay, you know, front-end technologies, HTML, CSS, JavaScript, what they tend to really be looking for is for very skilled JavaScript developers, and they kind of ignore the other two pillars of the web, you know, HTML and CSS. And I understand why that typically is. Now, keep in mind that this is not every single company, not every recruiting firm, but it is a trend going on where those that primarily know HTML and CSS aren't being valued as highly as someone that, you know, knows React. And a lot of these people that are coming out of boot camps, again, it's not every boot camp, I'm not making any generalizations, but some of them do try to primarily teach like React or some other framework that a lot of companies use instead of kind of the fundamentals and making sure, okay, you know HTML really well, you know CSS really well, and you know JavaScript really well. But there are also developers out there that are really smart that know just HTML and CSS, maybe a little bit of JavaScript, but they focus on, you know, one or two things instead of kind of trying to know everything, right? Like full stack developers are kind of dying out. It's, you know, a lot of people call themselves full stack developers because they know JavaScript, and so like, oh yeah, I can write Node.js, I'm a full stack developer. But there's a lot of things that entail. And this kind of comes from a recent podcast that I listened to. It's from the Shop Talk Show that did a whole episode on this. I recommend you take it, check them out. Chris Coyer, Dave Rupert, and there were two guests on that episode. But I think it's really interesting. So here's kind of the misconception, right? The misconception here is that HTML and CSS are really easy, and so when you're looking for a front-end developer, you kind of expect them to know JavaScript, which is, you know, full programming language, right? And even then, there's some controversy there in terms of if JavaScript should be considered a full programming language compared to like Java or Python or whatever. But regardless, you know, JavaScript is harder to learn, and so that's what you kind of look for. And UI frameworks are very popular, so that's what's in the industry, and you look primarily for like React developers. The problem with that is you kind of overlook what comes along with HTML and CSS, and it's really not that easy to learn everything that entails those two, because, you know, with HTML, or can you write semantic markup? Are you duplicating content just for like responsive design? Are you taking into account search engine optimization, social media, performance, accessibility, right? Those are all big topics to learn. And it's not just after a couple days or weeks that you become an expert. And then CSS, like primarily responsive design, but now we're getting new like layout techniques, Flexbox, CSS Grid, and stuff like that. And overall, like CSS, you know, it's just properties and values. But there's like hundreds and hundreds of these properties that you have to learn, and also making things cross-browser compatible, cross like mobile device compatible. There's so much stuff that goes into it, and I haven't even gotten to JavaScript yet, you know? So it's really this misunderstanding of what entails into HTML and CSS. And I think that companies should really, if you are looking for a JavaScript developer, I think you should go ahead and list that in your role. But if you are, you know, if you want someone that really knows what they're doing, you want a accessible, performant website that's done, you know, a good responsive website, you definitely want to look for like an actual front-end developer that knows all three, or primarily HTML and CSS. Okay, so I want to give my closing thoughts here. I think that in terms of roles, if you really are looking for a React developer, like I said, list that on your role. That's fine, because if that's what your company is using, that's what you want your developers to know, that's fine. But I think that there still should be more roles that are open, or certain roles where, you know, I mean, I've seen these types of roles before where they say, oh, I want you to know React and Angular and all these like nice to haves. But all they're really looking is like for a web designer, like someone that's like a junior developer is simply going to be maintaining a website or converting, you know, Photoshop or Illustrator mockups to a working website. And, you know, people, they're different varying levels of expertise in HTML and CSS. And another misconception there is that if you just know those two, then you're a junior developer. But that's not true at all. There's a bunch of people like, I mean, even Chris Coyer, even though he probably knows JavaScript pretty well, he is primarily HTML and CSS, and he's running CodePen.io, you know, super great development tool. CSS Tricks has been around for like over 10 years, and that has helped me and a bunch of other developers learn web development. So he's like a one type of person who's, you know, definitely beyond like a senior developer. He knows a lot, but he is probably, you know, compared to like a React developer, he probably doesn't know as much. But I truly think that it's more towards the fundamentals, and also when you don't try to stretch yourself too thin. Like there's people that like specify just in CSS, for example. And I think it's Leo Veroux, and might have been someone else. I could be missing up the name. But someone wrote a book on CSS, and they started talking about, and keep in mind, it's just like properties and values. That's pretty much all of CSS syntax. And they started talking about like mathematical equations, like, you know, cubic linear functions, and, you know, cubic Bezier functions. And it's like, wait, is this still CSS that we're talking about here? But when it comes to like animations and like learning the box model and different things, CSS in itself can get very complicated. And to kind of my final thing that I want to add on here is that I've definitely seen bad code where you can clearly see, okay, these developers, they're primarily JavaScript or maybe even backend developers. And you look at the CSS and HTML, and I'm like, this is not architected well at all. And this is, you know, no specific company or something that I worked at, but just projects that I've seen where I kind of shrug and I'm like, man, this is really bad architected code. And I think the problem is because they didn't really try to master CSS and HTML. So I wouldn't, you know, fundamentals are very important. JavaScript is definitely very important. I love JavaScript, but I think even when it comes to certain solutions like CSS in JavaScript, you still have to know CSS really well. You still have to know HTML really well. And once you know all three and you don't, you know, ignore anything, you get just a really well-built website. So yeah, let me know what you think about that. Sorry if I didn't give like any warning in terms of whether this would be a technical episode. It's not fully technical, so I'm not sure where to really categorize this, because I think it's important for like companies that are hiring, you know, hiring managers, recruiters, HR. So yeah, I'm gonna share this on LinkedIn, see maybe get some feedback from there. And so, yeah, if you want to tweet me any suggestions, like I always say, follow me at SunnySyncIO and tweet me any topic suggestions, or let me know your thoughts. I would love to discuss this more. You can also do a call-in. I would love to feature call-ins on a future episode. So download the Anchor app. It's anchor.fm. And then you can find the Sunny Commutes podcast on there. Do a call-in. You can also just leave comments, whatever you want. I would really appreciate it. And also, I wasn't able to put music on this episode, background music, which I think is fine, but hopefully, like, again, the rain didn't really shroud any of it. It's not raining right now, but hopefully you were still able to hear everything that I was saying. So yeah, appreciate everyone for listening. I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Bye.